You see, I had to bucket up the syrup too. When my tub got to being full, it was strained there. We had a strainer over it, and when it got up to that strainer, I had to let it out of there. It run over at the top. I had to watch my syrup coming in, the juice coming in, and fire it, and can it up into tin cans, you know. Well, that was a job. Now, nobody knows what a job that is but them that does it. And there wasn't many people undertake doing that. They call them professionals of making syrup. But I just learned it within myself, me and my husband. Learned it by practice, you know.
Does anyone do that now?
No, they don't do it around here. Because they figure that these good wages that they work at, like to Eglin Field down here, pays them more than making syrup. And you can buy all kinds of syrups out of the supermarket, you know.
What do people make syrup for? Just for their own use? For?
Well, they used to just make it for their own use, but they'd sell us some of it if they got a chance. And if the demand got greater, they could grow a little more cane. We used to sell it. There used to be a sawmill right here where we live, the little old houses and things and all. And we used to sell that sawmill store syrup, 3 gallons to the dollar. We'd make so much of it, and we had to sell it. We didn't have no use for it.
Mm-hmm.
We'd sell 3 gallons to the dollar.
There's a kind of molasses or something used in animal feed, isn't it? Blackstrap?
Blackstrap, that comes out of the sugar. Well, they take sugar out of it, and that's blackstrap, and it's good feed.
What do you mean when they take the sugar out of it?
Well, they take the syrup and some way, some process or another, they cook it some way and rerun it.
Mm-hmm.
And this black strap comes out of the sugar, out of that cane syrup.
Mm-hmm.
They make sugar, and that black strap is what's left of where they make syrup.
It's just thicker?
Uh-huh, it's thicker. And it don't taste sweet a bit. You can put it in your mouth and taste it. It also tastes kind of bitter.
Mm-hmm.
But cows like it. They do like it. They have things with a wheel in it, you know. And so they call it cowlick. And they have a box concerned with that stuff in it. And the cows in licking, they'll turn that wheel a little, and it'll come up full of that stuff, and they'll lick it off. And it's got as high as any kind of feed. We used to use it.
Mm-hmm.
But we had to go to Freeport to get it. It was shipped in down there. You know, that's way down on the bay here.
Mm-hmm.
We had to go down there and get it. And of course, that was a good long ways to hold it. Not too many good things to hold it in. We hold it in barrels.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we had. And we go down and get us a load about twice a winter. But it was pretty costly on the trip down there to get it too.
Mm-hmm. Where, you know, people don't make it, never have made that much around here?
No, never have, because this would come from down in the Everglades where they grow cane. It was shipped in there on boats.
People could make it around here though.
Yes, they would, but you know what? Cane, making cane is some job, and then there's getting up your outfit to make it with is another job, and it takes a lot of work.
Yeah.
And most of the people is not willing to work, and they're still that way today. That's the reason we got hold of what all we had here. We worked. I mean, we worked. We grew cotton and peanuts and corn and everything we could, and he turpentine too with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would make that cane too. And so we sold practically all of it. We never had none to go bad on us. Of course, if our stock needed some sweetening, the one got sick or something, and they always like sweetening, it's good for them, we just opened up cans and give it to them.